Blog Talk Radio.
John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I
hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Central telling me service the engine, it need a oil change. Oh, poor thing, B-ball tires and a donut in Tallahassee, rolling on the way out to the airport. The low bags on a plane in the sun or in the rain. For 725, man, I need a better job. Gotta strive, gotta strive. I got money on my mind, I'ma make you proud, mommy. Give me time, let me make a move. I can't sit and meet my fate. Let me earn, let me splurge, let me learn from my mistakes. Let me swing and miss, swinging for the fence at the plate. Got a date with destiny, I'm getting dressed, I can't be late. What? Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Say it bold, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Say it bold, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. One day, one day, one day, one day. One day, one day, one day, one day. I say, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. I just wanna make you smile. Want you bragging on your child. Like, look what I raised. Mm-hmm. My baby getting paid. Mm-hmm. My baby got it made. Living in a hammock while them haters give him shade. And he don't ever panic when some things don't go his way. He stand up in a pain. My baby do his thing. Look at his wrist, bling, bling. Bank account, ching, ching. I'ma go get everything I claim. You gon' watch your son bow like Miss Gloria James. I'ma say, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Say it bold, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Say it bold, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. I say, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, and I have Golden Fleece. The other host
yes,
on the line, what's up?
Yes, indeed, out here sweating my ass off out here, man. It's hot as shit. I don't know if it's hot as shit everywhere, but it's hot as shit in Florida right now.
It is. It's hot everywhere. It's hot everywhere. Out here on the West Coast as well, and you know I gotta hit Texas this upcoming week, and I heard it's a beast there as well. So yeah, it looks like it's nationwide heat wave going on right now. You know, hey,
yeah,
it's July, so it's expected.
Summertime, man. I ain't even get a chance to get summertime fine, man. I thought I was gonna have a six pack by now. I don't got that shit. I keep working on my shit.
Oh yeah, I'm working towards spring at this point. So maybe by spring I'll be all the way right. Cause right now, look, it's crazy. Holidays coming up, who knows? But let's definitely. If this is your first time tuning in, this is again Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. Want you guys to go over to the website, check out the blog when the show ends. Or, you know, scroll through it while you're on the show with us. Got a couple of interviews posted with JD right now. He's all over the place. You can't turn on your TV without looking at a commercial from him or, you know, just something. He's got BET Music Moguls. Oh, it's crazy right now. BET Music Moguls comes on Tuesday nights. I believe it's 8:30 p.m. Central Time or Eastern Time. I got to go back and look because I'm all over the place. My time zones are off. But definitely, like I said, Jermaine Dupri, his BET Music Moguls. It's Snoop Dogg, Damon Dash, and Birdman. Comes on Tuesday nights on BET. And then you have The Rap Game Season 2 for an episode 2 coming up this Friday. You know, everybody knows it's Lifetime TV, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that's Tuesday and Friday. Like I said, you can't go anywhere or to not turn on your TV and not see Jermaine promoting or just doing something. So salute to JD.
He's everywhere.
It's crazy.
And I suggest everybody watch that show. You might think, yeah, he's dealing with little kids. Why should I watch that? This is the process that these kids must go through. And the reason why I really love this show is because it shows them all aspects of what they're going to be dealing with. Even if they don't win, more than likely they'll get some fame from this. You never know who might pick these kids up. But they go through things like chores, advice, you know, being attentive to adults, you know what I mean? Just real life shit on the road to being a superstar. Whatever they may end up being. So even if it's not in music, they're going to learn the real tools to survive in life, to succeed in life. You know what I'm saying? And I even commended them on that online. We were talking online the other day because I think people don't give enough emphasis to things like that. It's like everybody want to be a star, and you got these cats. They can't even interview right. They leaned out. They smoked out. Or, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I remember him snapping cats in the place when they wasn't paying attention to what he was saying. And it starts from the... So shout out to JD. Even though those are young kids on that show, a lot of adult, middle-aged rappers, adult rappers need to watch that shit too, because a lot of them, they don't give a damn. Training a stage, doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? So you might want to check it out too, homie.
Absolutely. Now I couldn't backdoor that message any better than that. Definitely. And you know, speaking of just rappers and people paying attention, I definitely want you guys to pay attention to the guests that we have, the special guests tonight. You guys, you know, we haven't had a special guest in the past a few weeks. We were traveling. We did BET Awards. We've just been everywhere. But this next guest that we're going to have come on, actually, he does a lot. Nick Johnson. He goes by the name of Nick Johnson out of Oklahoma City. We'll get the tidbit and the grow up and all of that. We'll get the background history on him. But he's also a founder of Hunted Brand. You know, like 100, but Hunted. You know, you got to put the little slang on it. But, yeah, he's got a lot going on. So it's clothing. I believe this is also the label. We're going to get into all of that with him, but we do have him joining us on the line.
You know what we got to ask him?
We got to ask him, too,
how he feel about KD leaving Oklahoma City. I know he
he might be a little tight. Yeah, he might be. Hey, he might be. We'll get into it. We'll check him out for sure. What's so dope about this is he moves so heavy. I actually got wind of him through my oldest brother who's out there in Texas, and my oldest brother really doesn't gravitate towards he supports hip hop and rap and all of that, but he really doesn't gravitate towards too much or too many people. So when he brought this guy across or to my attention, I said, well, let me check it out and see what's up. And this was about a month or so ago. So I'm glad to finally be able to get him on the show. And he's got a lot he's doing. I want you guys to pay attention, check out his networks, and get into the interview. So the first thing we're going to do actually is play his record featuring Kevin Gates and an artist by the name of Live Sosa. And this is the Faded Remix. Global 14 The Cut. We're back with Nick Johnson.
Kindest bitches love a gangster. Don't know if you know it. Good hoes, I wanna be famous. Just afraid to show up. 200 miles by hours, tap the throttle. Lane changing. She won't see me later on. Drop top, I'm scratching. Cut off polo pajamas. Automated on top the table. Green falling, got autumn paper. In the building, no flexing muscle. Got a gold necklace, she bitching for me. Dick water, who next to gauze? I need a thick something for the kitchen for me. Better cover on the vertical. Snatch a hoe with the vertical. For the lame niggas, no playing with them, nothing personal. So go for a market, be flushing no toilet, so watch where you walking in here. Strap with a 40, turn into a monster, we thuggin' retarded for real. Retarded for real.
Nah, 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 nah. I'm cooking with this squad, is that fire, yeah, yeah. if it's a nothing. You see, she white, thick, and blushing. I usually prefer a Russian. Settle for less than nah. I'm faded, we can't pause. Cause when I get to hitting, I'm digging in your walls. Don't love me, just like me. I hurt hoes, no wife. Then I meant to her feelings, relate to the mindset. Behavior telling me this, but her body telling me that. I'm bilingual with the dick while she pushing her ass back. She think a nigga dumb, I'm knowing her ass back. She submissive to the words that trickle off of my tongue. My body building her love, take a double shot of the rum. On a mission to make you come, I told you I'm going dumb. All dick down thrust, we count down until she busts. Looking deep in her eyes, can tell it's fucking her up. In her outer up with feelings, some pussy kissing the clit. Give me one more chance to show you how I'm the shit. Honey!
He's on the line with us right now. What's up?
Well, what it do? What it do?
Hey, Texas. We got the host going
yeah,
to be
Texas,
on the line
man.
As well. Yeah,
well,
you
we
in
got
Texas?
Texas
you picking up
in
the
plane? Building, man. Nick gotta let us know. Is it as hot out there as it is Vegas and Florida, man? Are we having a heat wave
man.
All across the country?
Texas is crazy. Like, the heat out here, it's a different kind of heat. Like, I look on my phone at the weather in Oklahoma, and, like, it's the same temperature. But out here, it's a whole different feeling, you know what I'm saying? But I actually used to live in Vegas. I lived in North Las Vegas for a little bit. So the Vegas heat is real, too.
Oh, yeah, it's very real this way. Too real for me, actually. And we thank you. We want to thank you for calling in. So you're from Oklahoma. Golden was like, he needed to ask you the realest question ever. So,
it's got to be the realest question on any Oklahomians. Is that what they call Oklahoma City resident Oklahomians' minds right now?
Oklahomans.
Okay, my bad. Oklahomans. Kevin Durant, man.
Man,
he left the city.
Him.
Okay,
fuck
that's all I need to hear. That's
fuck
all.
KD.
That's
okay, dang, it's real.
That's all I needed to hear. I knew it was going to be something like that.
It's real. We don't fuck with that dude no more, for real.
Oh,
and shout out to my partner, Young Star. He made he actually made a song called Fuck KD. Went viral. It said almost over like 2 million views right now. So, yeah, it's popping.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. I heard about that song, too. I think I did come across that song for KD, man. Yeah, it was pretty much a crazy move to me. I don't blame y'all one bit for saying it, man. KD, I don't know what happened there, brother, but that was pretty much a shitty move.
Honest.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy, though. I didn't hear the record. I'm going to have to go check that out now that y'all mentioned that.
Yeah,
I guess
check it
that
out.
Y'all are very... Okay, y'all are serious with this. I understand. Trust me, I do. Well,
yeah, the, hey, the fuck KD movement is real.
All right, well, let's get straight into the interview then. Let's get into Nick Johnson. If you guys haven't guessed and you're just now tuning in, we do have special guest Nick Johnson. And if you hadn't guessed yet, he is from Oklahoma City. So, Nick, let's talk about coming from Oklahoma City and kind of what goes down that way. So, were you born and raised in Oklahoma City?
I was born in Oklahoma City. I was actually raised in a small town west of Oklahoma City called Elk City. So that's where I was raised at. But after high school, I went to Oklahoma, moved up to Oklahoma City and lived up there pretty much the whole damn time until like here recently moving to Texas. And I moved around a little bit. Like I said, I lived in Vegas for a little bit. I was on the north off of North 5th and went to college and stuff like that. But, yeah, Oklahoma City is the home. That's what I rep.
Nice, nice. Alrighty, so let's talk about kind of growing up in Oklahoma City for you, or not Oklahoma City, but Oklahoma rather, just your experience. Can you kind of share with us and maybe your friends who aren't familiar with more of your upbringing? I know you had, when I read your bio, there were some things in there that may have helped mold you and shape you into who you are today with your musical journey as well. So if you can kind of just share with us a little bit about your background, that would be dope.
Okay, so pretty much like I got into music because I have a story to tell. I grew up in a very fucked up environment. Like, my mom, she went to prison whenever I was 10. She went to federal prison on a 27-year sentence. So, like, from pretty much when I was born to that age, like, my whole life was, well, half of my life. They had, like, a 5-year federal investigation. So, half of my life at that point was, like, a for real federal investigation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was living through a whole lot of real shit that got a lot of people a lot of time. Like, life's federal life sentences, you know what I'm saying, 50-plus years, shit like that. That's what I was raised up around. That's what I was around every day. So that pretty much, like, that gave me, like, a lot of fuel and, like, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, just memories. And I just remember so much about everything that I've been through. So it just kind of helped me to kind of, you know what I'm saying, start writing about it and get into the music. I just I made a song with my cousins. They was doing music, and I was just fucking around with them at their house. I was just chilling with them, and they was like, "All right, we want you to get on a song." Like, we was literally recording in a closet, and I was like, "I don't know," you know what I'm saying? But I just started freestyling because that's something that I had always done, was freestyle. So I started freestyling, and well, you know, I came up with a whole verse finally. Got the verse done, and that song was called On Everything, and I had submitted for the song to be on Shade 45, Hate It or Love It, with Rude Jew and Lord Sear, and they chose the song to go on there, and the song actually won Hate It or Love It, so I got that little taste of fame. Not just the fame, but the exposure and, you know what I'm saying, just the opportunity of what could happen. You know what I'm saying? So that right there let me know. I wasn't even taking music serious at that time. I was just playing with it. But that just showed me, like, what could happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I started writing music. I didn't even know what 16 bars meant at the time that my song was played on XM Radio. I couldn't tell you how many words was a bar or whatnot.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Let me ask you, Nick. Oh, my bad. Were you saying something?
No, I was just going to say, first of all, Rude Jude, he don't play no games. So if your record is getting chosen and selected, then that's kind of a big deal. So at that point, I would definitely hope, if you didn't know you had the juice, you knew then. So that's dope. That's all I wanted to say. Just commend him for that.
No, it is dope. That's a huge show on Sirius, you know, Shade 45 satellite radio with those two guys, you know what I'm saying? Especially, I wanted to ask you, you know, coming from Oklahoma City, I know you said you started out, you know, just playing around with your cousins, but was there any musical influences that you looked up to that grew up around your area? Did you know of anybody? Did your cousins know of anybody you know, the reason why they were even rapping? Was there anybody around you guys' area that inspired you to do it?
Oh, man. I'm going to be honest. There ain't really no old school cat that inspired me. But people that, like the dude that made the song, the Fuck KD song, his name is Youngstar. I would say that he inspired me because he's like around my age group, and I actually knew about his music and listened to it. You know what I'm saying? I was born in 88. I don't know a lot of the old dudes that are claim to be OGs around Oklahoma City that, you know, I ain't never listened to that. I've been in the music industry for like 4 years. So, I mean,
right.
I can't really just say that I fuck with them like that. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It's a few locals that I definitely look up to, and you know what I'm saying, can relate to what they're doing as far as the Oklahoma music industry is concerned.
Well, with your background, man, that's very interesting information that you gave earlier. You know, federal investigations, football numbers in the feds, it's no joke. When you decided to do music and you felt that you had a platform to speak about it, is there something in your music that you speak on it, but also let people know the truth about it, especially since your mother was incarcerated? Is that something that you definitely want to do for any kids out there that may be listening to your peer groups?
Yeah, definitely, man. I pretty much, the reason why I do this is because, like, whenever I was younger, I listened to a lot of DMX because I could relate to it. I could relate to the crazy ass stories he was telling in his music, because at that age I was really going through it, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I pretty much want to be able to relate to. I know there's still a lot of kids out there that's going through the same shit that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? People, dope heads walking in and out the house, and you know what I'm saying,
right.
4 or 5 niggas selling dope out your house, and you may not be able to, you know what I'm saying, do what you need to do. So sorry, this dog just ran in the house. Anyways, so yeah. Next question.
Oh no! I thought you was getting the dog out the way, homie. But
yeah, the dog.
Yeah, no.
The dog almost made me steal my drink and smoke.
Yeah, I figured that dog kind of fucked up your attention, man, because he came.
Yeah.
Sound like he came through like a whirlwind real quick, man. You paused everything, but I hope you ain't spilled nothing on the floor. But nah, that's real interesting, man, and I agree totally with you to people relating to your music. I think that if people don't have that quality, which is why DMX is one of the greatest, which is why I love a lot of music around the time from where I came from, New York, because you can literally relate to that stuff. I think that's very important. I mean, you being in the game for only 4 years and realizing that point, I think will help you, you know what I mean, throughout your career, because they need to relate to what you're saying. That's a fact.
Definitely. I agree completely.
Onyx, you still on?
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely here. I'm sorry, I pressed mute real quick. I was checking in with a caller. Shout out to Young Maine, who's actually tuned in, listening in. What's good?
Welcome home,
homie. Yeah. So I want to ask you this then, Nick. You, to be in 4 years, you've done quite a bit. Now, talk to me about this online presence you have. It's kind of major. And you don't have to give us a breakdown in the floor plan in which how you did it, but let us know, like, what all took place for you to build your presence, because you have, like, quite a few followers. And when I say quite a few, everybody that's listening, I mean, like, thousands, hundreds of thousands, and just a lot of engagement. How did you get this?
Oh, man, I'm just, I pretty much, like, I got a list full of people that I follow closely, you know what I'm saying? Like, they influence me, and I watch what they do, and it helps me to build my fan base, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like looking at their pages and their content and what they're doing, and wondering, like, well, damn, how can I do this? So I just kind of came up with a little formula, and it's working for me. It's working for me pretty good. So.
Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's definitely working. So now I got to look at your page and take notes. And that's what's up. I think it's dope that you're into it. You're still trying to learn, and like you mentioned, you don't at first didn't even know what bars were and things along that line. What are one of the things that you're learning as you're progressing in this industry? Maybe that now that you're getting that fame, you're getting these shows. Kind of tell us about one of the things that has been the most challenging for you to learn as it relates to the music industry and the business.
The most what for me to learn?
Maybe the most challenging or something that you weren't quite familiar with as it relates to the music mm-hmm. industry, but now that you're in it, you're getting wind of it.
I would say booking shows, because I've never had like any management. Since I started doing this, I've been doing it on my own. So I'm just now getting into, I was offered a lot of shows locally in Oklahoma City where I had lived at. But now I'm getting into booking shows. And I actually got my first paid show on August the 27th at Texas State here in Texas, and San Marcos, Texas, at the Stratosphere Lounge. So that's going to be my first paid shows. It's crazy because a lot of artists pay for a lot of shows, and I just don't want to be that artist that's just stuck in that pay-to-play, you know what I'm saying, category. So
mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying to figure that out a little more. I'm still learning a lot about it, but I was able to get a paid show, and I have more shows lined up, and I'm just kind of trying to learn more about that. Because for the longest, I was just spooked. I was like, man, how am I going to do this? Do I need to get a booking agent? Like, I need management, something. But now I'm realizing that I can do it on my own. These venues, they need someone there to entertain the people to keep the money coming through the door. So, you know what I'm saying? It's they're willing to work with us artists, and I think that's great.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for being transparent and sharing that. A lot of niggas is out here, or a lot of artists, I should say, definitely do put
niggas
on for that pay-for-play. I know, right? They do put on for that pay-for-play, and then also they do kind of give off the impression as if they're getting paid for all of this stuff that they're doing. So I love that even with at your level now of success, you're letting everyone know listening and just saying, yo, I'm still trying to figure this out. In fact, my first paid show is coming up. So I think that's really dope for you to keep it real like that with us. And then
absolutely.
I have something else I want to ask you. You said that
mm-hmm.
When I talked to you off air, and I was like, who's one of your favorite artists? You were like, Kevin Gates. And I'm like, no, really? That's dope, because you got a record with Kevin Gates. Tell us about that experience and how that came about.
So pretty much, my brother came over to my house one day. My older brother, his name is Pell. He came to my house, and I had my little I have the little smart TV with the YouTube, right? So we just looking up videos, chilling. And he's like, "Hey, I got this artist I want you to check out." I'm like, "Okay, cool." So he type it in, and it's Kevin Gates, and I had never heard of him. So we just listening to the music, and I'm just like, "Damn," you know, like I've always been big on music, so. After hearing his music, I was just like, you know, like we listened to the shit all night. And then this is how my brother said it. He said, I came over and introduced you to the nigga's music. 2 weeks later, you got a song with him. I was like, well, you know, hey, that's kind of how the shit went. But pretty much I just, you know, I played with my manager since I don't have one. And I reached out to his management. Have y'all ever heard of Fee Banks?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, he done a lot of work with Wayne Fee Banks. So
mm-hmm.
I linked up with him, and Gates was on tour, and he pretty much arranged for everything to take place in Dallas during one of his shows out there. And we linked up and went to Session Work Studios, one of my favorite studios to go in Dallas, Texas. And we made it happen. I mean, we made history, so. Oklahoma history, at least.
right. Man, congratulations. There's not a lot of people that can say they you know, got put onto some great music and then actually worked with that artist with, you know, within such a short time span. That's awesome.
Indeed.
And then
indeed.
That's also,
congratulations on that,
yeah.
brother. That's
yeah,
that's awesome. Not anything to shake a stick at, because everything is a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? And for you to be able to grab one of your, you know, favorite artists and get them on a record, especially how hot Kevin Gates is right now, is just only going to, you know, propel you to get them paid shows that you want. So, you know, definitely congratulations on that feature.
I appreciate that, man. And this is actually, me and Gates, we got two songs. We got the original Faded and we got the Faded remix that just dropped in 2016. So, like,
oh, okay.
The remix, it's doing pretty good. Like, on Spotify, we've done over 500,000 paid streams since the release. And that's me, Nick Johnson, pushing this song by myself with no marketing budget whatsoever. I'm doing it all on my own.
Nice. Do you have a visual for it?
We get over 30,000 a week. You say what?
Do you have a visual for it?
Oh no, we don't. We haven't shot a visual yet. But
okay.
Love and Hip Hop, New York. Johnny Blaze, y'all remember her?
Yep.
Yeah.
She did a twerk video to it actually. Woo! So you know what I'm saying. We may need to get that to the shade
Woo!
Room. Tell them holler at me if they want that footage.
That and you talking Johnny Blaze? That's a lot of twerk meat.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah. We're talking about what Rich Dollaz wanted, but he couldn't quite lock down. Yeah, I got that.
Good old Richie D.
But we are working on a video. We have been in negotiation. We wanted to get it taken care of this year, like in March, but things kind of fell through. But we're hoping to get that taken care of soon.
That's what's up. Are you planning to put it on WorldStar or any of the major platforms, any of the blogs?
Yeah, I actually, my buddy Danny, he works for WorldStar, and we've already got that taken care of. All right, we're just waiting on the footage. So yeah, I'll try to get it everywhere I can.
Nice. Now, you gonna shoot it
all
in Oklahoma City or Texas?
Man, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. Being an artist, I'm trying to catch him on tour. That's the best way for me to get in contact
right.
with him is to go wherever he at.
Right.
So therefore,
right.
I have more money to take care of my kids.
I hear that. Yo, Onyx, I was listening to his tracks on Reverb, and I was listening to, you know, the instrumentals. And I was like, you know, me and Onyx, she's a songwriter, you know, I do production. So we always listen to, you know, what tracks people pick and melodies and stuff like that. And it seems like you like different types of music, man. You're not just in one lane. How is your, how could I say, writing process? Do you just listen to tracks, pick them, and then write to them? Or you have specific tracks in your mind that you want to write to and you search for those?
Now, pretty much what I do is I make a list of hot producers that's out, and I go check out their beats. And if I like it, I'll buy it, and then I'll write a song to it later. You know what I'm saying? Or I may just have like a listening session where I'm just listening to these beats, and then next thing you know, I freestyle a lot. That's how I start doing music. So next thing you know, I got a hook in my head already or the beginning of a verse. And once I start, it's a rap.
Nice.
So I may like... I may start a song and finish it later, or I may write a verse and then write the next verse later, or write half a verse. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on how I'm feeling. I don't rush it, though. I don't rush not one song. I want everything to be, like, to perfection. So.
That sounds like a good process to me. Definitely. Did you write the melody for the hook? The hook on the Faded joint?
No, I didn't write the hook. Lost his own hook.
That's a nice melody on that hook, man. I like his voice, how that come across on that hook.
Thank you, appreciate that. I'll let him know.
Absolutely. You know what? I love that you brought that up, Golden, because I actually asked Nick. I was like, look, send me over this record. He's got a couple of. I asked him for some more because I wanted to play that tonight before the interview ends. It's called Intuitions, and it definitely gives me that B.O.B. feel. You know how B.O.B. has that international kind of sound to him, even though he's from, you know, I think the South. Like Golden said, that's dope that you have a little diversity with your music. It's very important today to be able to set apart from the rest. What's one of the things you feel also sets you apart from other artists right now? Why should someone purchase the music of Nick Johnson when that album drops?
I think because you'll be able to play it all the way through. You don't really like it. You get the quality. None of my music is rushed, so there ain't no, you know what I'm saying, you kind of feel this song, you ain't really feel that one. Like, you're going to feel everything.
Yeah.
My music is for everyone, you know what I'm saying? I got white people that love my music that don't even listen to rap, you know what I'm saying? I got black people that love the hood music that, hey, they can relate to some songs. They don't necessarily dislike anything, but they can just feel some songs more than others. So you're going to get that quality. You're going to, you know, everything going to be 100.
Absolutely. And then not only do you do music now, you've actually got 100 brands. And I know that's clothing as well. Now, is that the name of the of your label and the entity as a whole? And then you have the clothing?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's the name of my independent label. And I'm actually considering, there's been a lot of artists come to me now, like, asking for advice and just questions on, like, how I got to where I'm at, as if I'm Lil Wayne or something, but I'm not. So I'm actually considering doing some management, signing a few artists and, you know, doing some things like that, management contracts under my label.
Nice.
And,
nice.
Yeah, my clothing line, 100 Brand Apparel, obviously it represents authenticity. It is for the real. It's just something that I created because in my music, my signature saying is 100, and you'll hear it in a lot of my new music before my verse starts or after, or you may even hear it as an ad lib in the middle of one of my verses. You're gonna hear it.
I hear Team Nick Johnson too. I kind of like how you did that.
Yeah.
I heard that at a lot of
Team Nick
in
Johnson,
a lot of your records.
That was. Thank you. That was that's pretty much what it was before we transitioned to the 100 Brand. But I still do it every now and then. And Team stands for Tell Everyone About Me, and Nick Johnson is obviously me. So that's how the Team Nick Johnson came into play.
All right. Okay, I didn't know how to acronym to it. That's even better, much better. So right now, in order to get the clothing.
Too.
Yeah, nah, that's dope. The 100 Brand Clothing, where can everybody kind of check that out and, you know, get to order, you know, a clothing of item or two if they're interested in the apparel? Where can they check that out?
You can go to www.100brand.com. That's HUNNITBRAND.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at 100 Brand Apparel, HUNNITBRAND APPAREL. And our website is fully operable. I mean, we've shipped out thousands of orders. Usually if you place an order, say you place an order today, you usually get it 1 to 2 days. We ship out everything priority. So, and you may even get a free CD.
Nice. I was gonna say, I saw something where you were giving away a free autograph album or release with yourself and Kevin Gates. And what were the rules to that now? Because there was a couple steps.
Oh yeah, it's
on
simple.
Your Facebook that they needed to do.
Yeah, it's always the same for me. I just want you to like it, share, and like tag 3 friends. That's it. I give away clothes, shirts for men, women, kids, plus sizes. Everything. So I'm always giving away something to try to help out for those supporters of mine that can't afford to go online and buy stuff, you know what I'm saying? Or for the trappers out there, they ain't got a car, all they got is cash. They can't go online and buy something. So everyone has a chance to come up on some 100 Brand Apparel.
Absolutely. That's dope. That's dope. What's one piece of advice that I know you mentioned you may do the management you talked about already, just a few things that you've done to help yourself get to where you are now. But what's one thing, the best piece of advice you have received since beginning this industry?
As far as advice for another artist?
What's your best advice that you've received, and then what would be the best advice you can give other artists that are just starting out?
Okay. The best advice I'd be able to give an artist to start now is to just stay consistent. Like, don't start and stop. Stay consistent. Do it and do it and do it. There may be times in between albums and stuff like that, but you have to stay consistent. You got to drop a single every now and then. Stay relevant. Keep pushing what you're doing. Like, don't curve to the left. Don't curve to the right. Stay straight ahead and just stay focused on what you're doing. And the best advice received, I'm trying to think. People be stingy with the advice nowadays. they don't want to help you.
Nah, they don't. Lord, they really don't. And even if it wasn't, maybe just in life, it is messed up. Even just for in life, you know, just something that stuck with you growing up, you know, anything that's helped you along the way.
Well, my grandma just always tells me she always asks me, how's my music going? As if, I ain't gonna say it ain't happen. It won't happen, but I think that she thinks one day I'm just gonna say, well, Granny, today's the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to come buy you a new house. Today's the day. Everything took off. And I'm hoping that it will happen. But she always tells me to just keep pushing and to stay focused. And, you know, she just gives me inspiration to keep going. Although she's a Jehovah's Witness. She's, you know, she never thought I would be doing rap music, but she still supports it. And so just that little bit of a motivation right there, I would say, is the best advice from someone who doesn't support rap music to, you know, someone that believes in me and telling me to keep going and do what I believe in.
Absolutely. Some of the best advice comes from, you know, those that don't necessarily know the ways of the music and different things, like just business advice or just like good home family support. So that's what's up. Shout out to Grandma, Grammy.
Shout out to Granny, Granny still,
Johnson,
for believing in her grandson.
For holding it down.
Even though she don't subscribe to the rap music, you know what I'm saying? She might not subscribe, but she's subscribing to Nick Johnson,
down,
and that's what matters.
That's what's up. Well, let's what we're gonna do? I know you said you may expect you had a possibly a special guest, a caller, that wanted to speak and say a few words. So we'll give him a few minutes to get in if he's still gonna make it. And I'll go ahead and let everybody know. Anybody that wants to say anything in reference to what we spoke on in tonight's interview with Nick Johnson, please call. I see you in the board and I see you tweeting. Definitely you can text. You can tweet us at Global 14 The Cut and we'll retweet you, or you can call in 760-913-4119. And as always, you guys can fall in the inbox because you won't do it anyway. That's how they do, Nick. They listen and then they come through and tag and they do all that, but not everybody likes to speak, and that's cool. So what we'll do, actually, we want to play this Intuitions, if I can speak, record, and then we'll come back and we'll take a call or two, and then we'll let you get back to the money. So would you like to introduce this record?
What it do, world? It's your boy Nick Johnson, and this is my new song, Intuitions.
I remember when we was little, Bob cost 50 cents. I'm gonna take that again to get him on a lot, man. Those was the good old days, though. people's intuition built character back in the 90s. Sometimes it's good to look back, though. Think about where you came from and such. A reminder, build character. Hurt it!
Let go, let go.
Intuition is speak on the power and overreach. Communication with death, Grim Reaper or top chef. I won't, not need, but try to take it to seatbelt. Forever a restitution, can't really learn from the tutor. Where the fuck is my shooter? Good Lord and hallelujah. Beat the fuck out of brother and hit him with karma sutra. Stand, they can repent, can't see you, so I'm a twin. The hips look nice, but I wanted her ass there. Little minds and words can't smash and pass that. I said hi, she asked why, I replied that ass back. Murdered with kind words just to talk about how I'm feeling. Molly bottled emotions, I'm keeping this shit real. 2 and a 12 ounce, I'm hoping it don't feel. White cup, but it's stained with purple internally. Telephone on the coaster, brag, laugh, and roast you. You can't be a killer, keep acting like you a poacher. Super scared of the pussy, won't even touch it with lotion. Should've thought twice, but it's already in motion. Cadillac Coupe de Ville, 86 in the coaster. I'm hypey in this bitch. About to turn a random hoe to wifey in this bitch. 6th Street Austin, nice life is awesome. Cherish good times, cause bumps you fuck it up. That TC in red bottles, proceed to ask for a dollar. Yo, and seekers to get this nigga from rounder. What the fuck is for quarters? You shitting on my respect. Felt pain for your struggle, an automatic rebuttal. What you selling, I ain't buying. Much respect, quit trying. What you selling, I ain't buying. Much respect, quit trying. What you selling, I ain't buying. Much respect, quit trying. It's trying.
Moral of the story. Sometimes you gotta listen, learn something new, apply it to your life, you know what I'm saying? Listen to your word. Team Nick Johnson, honey!
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14. The cut that was Intuitions with Nick Johnson. My bad, y'all. I was actually talking to Nick off air, giving him some feedback from the few comments I received. And, you know, just Nick, just want to say definitely a pleasure speaking with you. I know there's somebody trying to get through the line, and we'll go ahead and hold that down for them to come through real quick. But we definitely enjoyed you, and we can tell that you're going to be successful. Just by the way that you've moved so far and, you know, your plans to keep going, you know, forward. And if any way at all we could be of assistance, let us know. We're definitely here. You're family now with the cut, and you can come back through anytime, especially when you get, you know, on that little way status, like Grammy said, and come back and holler at us and you know, keep us posted with the new music and all of that. We want to definitely support what you have going on. And Golden does production, or manages production. So,
definitely going to be following the homie and shoot him some to his email, you know what I'm saying? And if you feel something, man, let's work.
That.
You know, it's always great creating, especially with, you know, new young talent that's grinding, man. You know, I think the key to a lot of things is persistence and consistency, like you said, man. A lot of people, you know, they record a record and then that's it. You know, they let their friends hear it and that's it. You know, you can literally see that this man is out here pushing, grabbing features of popular artists that are out there killing the game. You know, going to the cities, meeting them where they at, on tour, performing himself in different cities, you know, breaking ground for, you know, doing things in Oklahoma City, that says a lot, you know what I mean? So I'm always willing to work with somebody like that, man. And I think, like Onyx said, those are some keys to success that you seem to have grasped early. keep doing your thing, man. We're going to support you 100. And we should support all our brothers and sisters that's out there grinding like that. Cause,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
His grandma never know. He might come back and say, hey, today's the day you got that house. You know what I'm saying? So,
no
only
doubt.
Way to do
that's
that shit
out.
Is to keep it moving. So, you know, congratulations to you, homie, and keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it, man. And for all those out there, if y'all want to follow me, I'm pretty easy to find on Facebook. You can just search Nick Johnson and spell NICCJOHNSON and look for the blue check mark, like the blue verified check mark. Look for that, and then you can just like my page. And
hey.
I'm 100% responsive to my messages, so if you want to holler at me, just hit me with a message. I'll write you back. I ain't on no celebrity shit. Like, we all real out here. So.
Hey, he said check for the blue mark. Check. What do you say? Look for
that
the blue check mark beside the name. You feel me? You need to get that right. Put some respect on that. Already.
That's how they know it's real. It's a lot of people that, you know, with the fake pages out there impersonating celebrities nowadays. So Facebook came up with a way to set the celebrities apart from the average Joe. So, you know, not saying that I'm a celebrity because I don't think that I'm there yet, but Facebook seems to think so. So they verified my page, which is awesome. I appreciate that. So just search Nick Johnson, NICC, and follow me in. And yeah, hit me.
I know that's what's up already, too. Well, look, we definitely will hold it down, and if you want to stick around, you definitely can. We're going to plea. You know what? We're going to run back this Kevin Gates Faded Remix because it's only right, and I want you guys to get familiar as well as, like you said, follow him on his social networks. We will do the same, and yeah. We'll be playing these records as well. When's your next show? Now, when's that show again? Go ahead and let us know the show you have coming up again in a few weeks.
Okay, my next show is August the 11th in San Antonio, Texas. It's going to be at Jack's Patio Bar, and then August the 27th, I have another show at San Marcos, Texas, Texas State. I'm going to be doing a huge back to school bash after hours. It's like 4 a.m. So I'll be performing at Stratosphere Lounge and at the Square, which is like an area where all the bars are downtown San Marcos. So, yeah, come out and turn up. Hunter Brandon Pearl will have merchandise right there at the show that you will be able to purchase, and CDs as well, posters. We'll have a little spot where everyone can take pictures and just vibe with me. Come connect with me on a personal level if you're in the Texas area. If you're not traveling, need some help on gas, holler at me.
I know. Get on the road. I know that's what's up. Well, I'm headed to Texas tomorrow, so I'll see if I can slide out to your event. That would be really dope to show up and meet you face to face. Well, it'd be nice. It's definitely a pleasure, like I said, that you came on the line. We appreciate your time tonight. And, we'll go ahead and let you find out. We're going to do the Faded Remix, so if you want to give us a drop for that, and then you'll be good to go.
All right, most of. Y'all ready?
Yeah. All
right. Hey, it's your boy Nick Johnson. This is my new single with Kevin Gates, Faded, the Remix. Hunt it.
Kindest bitches love a gangster, don't know if you know it. Hood hoes, I wanna be famous, just afraid to show up. 200 miles per hour, tap the throttle, ain't changing. She won't see me later on. Drop top, I'm scratching. Cut off polo pajamas. Automated on top the table. Green falling, got autumn paper. In the building, no flexing muscle. Got a gold necklace, she bitching for me. Dick water, who next to guzzle? Need a thick something for the kitchen for me. Better cup on the vertical. Snatch a hoe with the vertical. Bang, bang for the lame niggas. No playing with them, nothing personal. Go for a market, be flushing no toilet. So watch where you walking in here. Strap with a 40, turn into a monster. We thuggin' retarded forever. Retarded forever.
Money, we gon' go. Party, getting faded. I ain't even no black. Getting faded. I'm digging in your walls. Don't love me, just like me, I hurt hoes, no wife. Then I meant to her feelings, relate to the mindset. Behavior telling me this, but her body telling me that. I'm bilingual with the dick while she pushing her ass back. She think a nigga dumb, I'm knowing her ass back. She submissive to the words that trickle off of my tongue. My body building her love, take a double shot of the rum. On a mission to make you come. I told you I'm going dumb. Oral dick down thrust, we count down until she busts. Looking deep in her eyes, can tell it's fucking her up. In her outer up for feeling some pussy kiss in the clip. Give me one more chance to show you how I'm the shit. Honey!
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. My bad, you guys. I was sending off, not sending off, but giving Nick Johnson our information, Golden, so that he could further network and link up with us. But I know you said there's some news that we can speak on. Democratic Convention, hey, that's this week. I'm going to keep it all the way. Can I be all the way 100 like I do anyway? I haven't been watching the Democratic Convention. I haven't been watching it. And it's not because it's a conspiracy theory and all of that stuff. I just haven't been watching because I've been very busy this week. I've had to focus on me and my endeavors and traveling and things of that nature. So I haven't been watching. However, I do have Obama's speech was recording today. And I did see a snippet of Michelle. And then I saw Bill Clinton a little bit last night. So I haven't been watching. Have you been watching?
Yeah, I've been all over
okay.
it.
Okay,
you know,
good, because I haven't been watching.
It's definitely something that, you know, I'm glad you're recording it so you could catch up on it. But,
yeah.
again, only thing I want to say about it, you know, and it's only because I think there's cats out there that really don't understand how the other nominee that is running against Hillary Clinton can really flip this shit upside down, that even if you're not a huge Hillary Clinton fan or you've got something against her for some reason, cool, I voted Bernie Sanders in the primary, but that ain't stopping me from voting Hillary Clinton. I'd be crazy as shit not to vote for Hillary Clinton when I know Donald Trump's the alternative, you know? All I just want to say is to minorities out there, if you Latino, Spanish, you know, the LGBT community, anybody that's really not a white male, because even white women, you know, you know, your place is in the kitchen when you come to, you know, when it comes to somebody like Donald Trump. But all I want to tell y'all is read and research, you know what I'm saying? Don't just listen to the shit you hear, you know, read what these people have done all their lives. I tell people all the time, I don't be giving a shit what people say. And Onyx will tell you, she knows me very well by now. We don't really care what you say. You know what I'm saying? It's your action that prove everything to people like us. You feel what I'm saying? So when you hear them say shit about Hillary Clinton emails and all, none of that shit got nothing to do with you. You ain't get hurt one bit by a missing email or a thrown away email. And that's something that I want black people to understand that's listening. Black people are always concerned about shit that don't got nothing to do with them. And the shit that they got something to do with them, they don't do nothing about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this can't be one of those times that you ignore it. Because this can be a time where you find yourself back in the 60s or 50s and you're like, how this shit happened? Well, we'll tell you how. This dude is already saying that he want to build a wall to keep Latinos, Mexicans up out of here. Okay, you might agree with that or you might not. But think about what that's really saying. Like, most of those people do not come over here doing no bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? They come over here and work those jobs that y'all damn sure don't want to work. I mean, I seen them in Las Vegas. I see them in Florida on them hot roads working them jobs. And all I could think is, God damn, like, I don't know if I could do that. You know what I'm saying? And even the ones that are not doing those jobs be just trying to escape the bullshit that's going on where they at. You know what I'm saying? If you could escape the bullshit, cool. And there's always going to be crime. It's crime everywhere. But the majority of those folks are not on that shit. Not only that, then he wants to ban Muslims. So because a radical section of their faith is doing some bullshit, all y'all motherfuckers could get rounded up and shipped back to the Middle East. Would that be fair for friends that you got that's Muslim? How about your black homies that was raised Muslim in the hood? Because if they subscribe to it, they got to go too. So when you hear shit like that, don't think it's far-fetched for your African-American ass to be sent to a part of the country where every one of us is living fucked up because we can't get no more than a minimum wage job no more, or they done bought back the redlining for housing and you can't get a crib in a place you want to get. Read up on Donald Trump. He was notorious for doing that with his properties, not hiring blacks, keeping their resumes up out of his office. So before you say you're not checking this shit out, this might be the time you want to check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? I can honestly say if there was other Republicans running that I was like, hey, he ain't that bad. You know, that's one thing. But this cat, man, listen.
Yeah.
I'm listening to everything they got to say about this shit because I understand the shit that could be repealed, turned back. All y'all African Americans that's enjoying that nice health care, let him get in and let that shit come back where you can't get that. Somebody got cancer, somebody got a pre-existing condition, and they get turned away at the hospital and die. Shit real, man. Don't fuck around and act like this one ain't real. Donald Trump is crazy. And you, if you don't think so, today he literally said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, this is a adversary. This is an enemy country. Like, if you're listening, hack into Hillary's emails and show us what they said. He calling on another company to commit espionage on our country just to benefit his shit. That shows you how selfish of a cat that is. So I went on my little rant about it because it's damn real. And if you think it ain't, just watch. Go look at the Trump rallies. Go look at these white people punching brothers in the face and spitting on them and all that shit. People on the train saying, I can't wait till you go back to the field. You want to know why they saying that shit?
Yeah.
Because they think this motherfucker will send you back there. And the reason why they think it is because he's saying shit that they understand. So us as black and
brown
people, that they've been wanting, it's been in their heart all along. So now here comes a leader, here comes a Pied Piper that they could get behind. David Duke running for senator. He done came out the KKK woodworks, so I'm running for senator right now. All these people are not afraid because he putting this bullshit out there. So as black and brown people, I just think it's a responsibility for those who can vote. Fuck what you're talking about when it comes to Hillary Bernie. She the only choice beside this crazy motherfucker. This
you
dude is crazy.
You don't
for
have
real.
A choice. And I really get, and I'm so glad that you, it wasn't a rant. It needed to happen. It needed to be said. And I'm so glad that you spoke on it because, and this isn't anything that we haven't spoken on before, but it's very important, and I hope people are paying attention, like you said. And then not only that, pay attention, but put action behind that attention as well. Don't just post about it on Facebook and so on and so forth. Please get to the polls, and make that happen. It's just absolutely ridiculous for you not to. I don't want to hear, well, it's just a conspiracy. They're going to pick who they want to pick anyway. I'm tired of that. Get out there and do what you need to do. Y'all are wrapped up too much in social media and not in the facts and what's happening before you in real life. in real life.
For real.
And that's my plea and hope for everybody. So yeah. Thank you.
Nah, it's that
and like
serious.
I said,
and for folks that don't
it
think
is
it's
serious,
real
very serious.
And don't think that nothing works for them, and you gotta go out there and look at the programs that's been implemented. You can't just think money gonna fall in your lap. I got a production company. I do entertainment. Me and Onyx wear a lot of hats. One of my main things is I'm a mortgage broker. I'm a lender. I finance people's homes and get you in a house. So I could tell you offhand that after the crash, you wouldn't have been able to get shit because they wasn't lending no money. When Obama came back, they put in rules and regulations. Now I can get people in the houses with a 580 credit score. 580. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have looked
now,
at
you
your
wasn't
ass
doing
twice
that before.
After them crackers burst that bubble, after them white folks did what they did and crashed that market. They wasn't trying to look at you twice to get no home.
Yeah.
They was like, you can't afford it. We ain't lending to y'all. You see what happened with this crash. I'm literally getting people in their homes, 580 credit score.
That,
I'm fixing people's credit because of the laws that have been passed. So before you think that, it ain't nothing been done because crazy shit still going on in your hood, that's because crazy motherfuckers are still in your hood. But at the same time, if you wanted to look for how you might be able to go to college or how you might be able to get a house or how you might be able to fix your credit, or how you might be able to get health care. That shit is real. It changed under him. And he can't just say, for y'all black motherfuckers, so go out there. He can't say that. You got to be listening to what he's dealing with so you could be like, oh shit, word? Let me go grab that.
Exactly.
Because the moment he does the shit that y'all want him to do, I'm like, this for all my brothers. Listen, you won't see another black person nowhere.
It's not good enough
for
it. But you know what? Everything that you're saying about the credit scores and all of that, yes, the stock exchange, the banks, there was a lot of stuff. They were losing money as well. He got them out of debt and helped them with certain reforms and things that were put in place and policies. So it was a win-win for both. The banks were happy. The people with the credit scores that weren't always satisfactory or happy. Everybody's winning. And like you said, that wasn't always in place. So not only
And shout out to the brothers that's getting out of jail off the nonviolent offenses. Brothers that got locked
up
for weed. Literally
and
got
do you know
out
how
of
long
jail.
They've been
you know what I'm saying?
Since 2011. Since 2011, they've been doing the crack reform and the nonviolent offender reform. They've been doing so many reforms have been put in place to better our country and to better everybody, our citizens, and to put people in a position to win, to where we don't have to rely on, you know, being poverty stricken. So if people are paying attention, in which they should be, and not so much caught up in trying to make it look like they're living the dream on social media,
invested
in other people's lives on social media, then maybe we can get, you can see, oh, yes, I can go out and get this. I can go out and do this. There's a lot of things that have been put in place, and it's been years and years' work. And if you watch C-SPAN, and even if you don't, but if you just paid a little bit of attention, it was right there for you. And some of us had to dive into it more than others based on our personal lives and our personal goals and what we wanted to do. But definitely, please, pay attention. And I post things all the time, or I try to share little things and tidbits just from other countries and things that they're doing. There's a lot of money out here. But we're not going to be able if Trump gets in office. Okay? So get out there and vote if you haven't already voted or did the pre-vote, the early voting and all of that. Get out there and make it count this fall.
Yeah, definitely make it count, man. It's very important. I know some of the people out there, what about Hillary and the crime bill? Yes, the crime bill was the bullshit. Bill Clinton definitely owned up to that. Him and Newt wrote that shit. It definitely is being repealed. A lot of those reforms is being taken away from that crime bill. So don't act like because Bill Clinton made a mistake in his presidency when it came to that, that can't be fair. Obama and them already start rolling that shit back. You feel what I'm saying? So we can't have other people that's coming in here trying to stop that progress. Brothers, on these conspiracy charges, this RICO charges, that shit is going to go if we put the right people in office. And don't just stop don't just vote nationally. Vote locally, because that's what changes shit around you immediately. Go to the polls for your state's attorney, comptrollers, all these people that control the money right in your city. It's damn near more important than going for the presidency, because that's right there in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So listen to what we're saying, man. It's like Onyx says, not a rant. It's something that needs to be said, because a lot of y'all are lost and y'all listen to the wrong shit. But really, it's just opening a book or going on the internet and reading shit for yourself. And make sure you're reading the right shit, not just what anybody writes, because everybody got an agenda. There's people getting paid to write shit about Hillary Clinton that's garbage. You feel what I'm saying? They getting money for that. And the same thing on her side. So you just got to know who you're reading, who you're talking to, what you're listening to. But all you need to know this time around is you better not fuck with Trump. If you black and brown, you better not fuck with Trump.
I know that's real. Straight up. And apparently y'all not allowed to mess with KD either. You heard Nick Johnson when he came on the line.
Kevin Durant, man. I love Kevin Durant, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a big fan of his.
I
just think that I think that move was a little bit.
It was a little bit much, and they tried to compare it to LeBron. And I'm not gonna get into that either. But they did try to.
Yeah, we're not
put
having
him
that.
In,
we're
you
not
know.
Having that.
Yeah, we ain't gonna go back and forth. I'm not going back and forth. Anything else that was really that was a major and most important aspect of this week. But anything that you saw that you wanted to just mention?
That's what I've been following, actually. And besides all the Joe Budden craziness with the with the Drake fans following Joe Budden to his house and getting chased, you know what I'm saying? But focusing on this shit and seeing how many of our people, shout out to DJ Khaled, he just endorsed Hillary yesterday on the nightly show. I want to see how many of our musicians and you know, people in the entertainment industry. Alicia Keys gave a great performance yesterday. You know, you mm-hmm. see the diversity in this convention. And then if you go back a week ago, you just see a whole bunch of crazy white people. You know what I'm saying? Old, crazy, and they just want shit back to the 1950s. That's it.
Exactly. they want it before the 50s. You feel me? But look, we gonna definitely keep pushing, and we gonna keep it progressing. And we gonna hopefully have a Clinton in office again, and I would be more than happy to have that. I want to definitely thank and shout out again Nick Johnson and Honey Brown founder for coming on Humble Spirit. Maine was listening. He said the same thing, said he sounded very grounded and humble. And I think that's dope. Maine's an artist as well. So anytime you can have other artists get into or not buy into who you are as if it's a you know, just an act, but anytime they can buy into and respect your character and who you are as a person, that's just even better. So salute to you, Nick Johnson, for coming on the line. Hope to follow up with him later, you and I.
Yes, sir.
I think, like I said, Rap Game this Friday. Make sure you check out Rap Game. That's coming on 10 p.m. Central, Lifetime TV. And then we're going to be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you follow us on our social networks if you want to go back or you have any feedback or you want to say anything about tonight's interview and about what we discussed. And if you have any ideas, you have people you want us to interview that we haven't, hit us up, let us know. At Global 14 The Cut is where you can find our contact information, as well as at Onyx254 is where you can find me pretty much on all social networks.
At The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece, on all social networks as well.
Yeah, and we're going to actually do, it's not really much of a throwback, but it's definitely a record that I'm always filling all the time. We'll just keep it a little bit of Texas, not too much. Kirkle Bangs featuring August with The Rich. This is one of my favorite records. We got to get Kirkle on the show. We just haven't had him stop by yet. It would be nice to speak to him. But, yeah, so let's ride out to Lil Kirkle Bangs, and we'll catch y'all next Wednesday.
Peace.
Am I wrong for wanting better? Should I just settle forever? Ooh, I swear it feels like this is as good as it gets. Am I wrong for wanting cheddar? Oh no, they tell me that I'll never get out of here. I swear I'm driven by a better life. I wanna be rich. Don't see nothing wrong with wanting more. I wanna be rich. So tired of sleeping on the floor. I wanna be rich. Job, but a nigga still can't afford shit.
Okay.
I'm in the strip club, man, throwing all this dope.
This dope.
But when I leave here, I ain't gonna have no more.
God damn.
I'm tired of front for these fake niggas. Need a diamond chain to be great, nigga. I got one, but I ain't great, nigga. What it takes?
Oh, yeah.
For the rap game to notice me.
Oh, yeah.
I topped the charts for 9 weeks, but they still ain't noticed me. I guess I gotta ride me a nigga. Guess I gotta kill me a nigga. Guess I gotta get up on a block, sell rocks to a nigga. Guess I gotta slide me a nigga. But that ain't me, yeah. D-I-E, Young Kirko, you know it's me, and I'm singing like, I came down, I was a young nigga when I rolled up, it came too fast, put my money up, all I did was smoke and drink, yeah, now I'm back here, this ain't last year, and I'ma do it like this my last year, man, I can't lie, I wanna be rich. I'm
tired of feeling rain, tired of being ashamed, tired of second place, tired of hiding my face. Man, I'm tired of getting no love, tired of hitting the club when I know I got work to do. How come I ain't heard from you?
God damn.
Okay. I see how you doing when a nigga got money, nigga rockin' that fly shit.
Yeah.
I'm bottles in the club, everybody in the club straight singing all my shit.
Oh,
pushing
damn.
That range, diamonds in the chains, everybody came when I had shit.
Uh-huh.
But when the money get low, everybody go talking that fly shit. But I came out, kinda famous, ain't the first nigga that's famous. I can't change shit, but I'ma be okay. Cause man, I've been out here, I'm grindin', I'm tired of these niggas, man. I've been too silent, my mama, she told me you claim it, you got it, I'm like, okay. I'ma do it for my city, I'ma be on top of okay.
H-time.
I'ma shine on these hoe ass niggas like all day.
All day.
I'ma fuck any girl I want. Drive every car you don't. Buy anything I want. Man, I
wanna
be rich.
I wanna
feel
rich.
Yeah.
Don't see nothing wrong with I wanna be with you.